Hello and welcome. I'm Ellen O'Brien. We're in the studio for the weekly Storage Media Group podcast. I'm here with Ian Crowley today, one of our contributors. He is going to take us around the headlines, drill into what's been happening this week on all of our sites. But before that, I'll talk with Dave Raffo, our senior news editor in D.C., just like I do each week. Hi, Dave.
Hello.
Thanks so much for taking the time.
Great to be here again.
Okay, so it's all flash all the time. Let's talk about Cominario's news. They added high availability and data protection to its all flash storage arrays. What does that mean for users?
Well, what it means is you no longer have a single point of failure if you have an all flash system. They have dual controllers now. They have they added high availability features that you can rebuild drives rapidly if you lose one. They added snapshots and asynchronous replication that you can use the systems for disaster recovery and remote backup. They have a new type of RAID that they call RAID 10 HD that distributes the data equally across the nodes and make sure it keeps the primary data in the highest capacity, the flash or DRAM, and puts the other data either on slower flash or hard drives. Cominario, about a year ago, they came out with, first they started with all DRAM systems, and last year they came out with an all flash and a hybrid system that is half or a combination of DRAM and flash. So Now they're adding more feature functionalities that make it more of an enterprise play.
Now, they talked about many of their customers using snapshot capabilities that are built into their apps, such as Oracle databases. And array-based snapshots have, it's a request they've been hearing about. And now they're going to talk about array-based replication. Is that right?
Yes. So instead of relying on the application itself, a lot of high-performance applications, a lot of mission-critical applications, will do some, have snaps built in, but it's more efficient if it's done on the array. It's, has less of an impact on performance. So what we're seeing here generally, and Cominario is not the first vendor to do it, but, about a year ago, there were only a handful of all-flash, all-SSD storage systems on the market. And, the early ones that came out, they were just all about performance. And now vendors, in many cases the same vendors that put out flash a year ago, are coming back and adding, manageability and these high availability features. So what they're finding is, performance alone is not enough to really get widespread adoption. You might get some high-performance companies using it. But if you really want to be a, if you want to replace, a mainstream mid-range or high-end storage array, you need management and high availability and data protection features built in.
Okay, we'll be keeping an eye on that trend. Thanks so much, Dave. Before I let you go, I want to talk to you about Greenbytes. They are also talking about all SSD arrays. They did something specifically for SMBs. Can you talk to us about that?
Yeah, Greenbytes, they put out a system called Solidarity, which is also all-flash. They're another one of the recent all-flash vendors to pop up. There's probably about 10 now. So, their system is, they've traditionally been an SMB play without having the flash. Now they're all-flash, and this is probably a little higher end than they usually go. But it just shows that, almost everybody, this is an iSCSI array. An iSCSI over the years have been associated with more of a cheaper and not as high performance storage, and now we're getting, an iSCSI flash system. So it just shows that everybody's getting into the game. Texas Memory is another vendor. They've had all flash for a while. They are in the process of upgrading their systems to high availability. They announced the RAMSAN 820 this week, which is a high availability of their enterprise MLC version. Last year they had the RAMSAN 720, which was high availability for their SLC version. So we're seeing a lot of movements. People who didn't have flash are bringing it out in all flash systems. people who have had it are adding features to it. So, you know, it's certainly an interesting space to watch.
Well, Dave, thanks for keeping an eye on it for us, and we look forward to speaking with you next week. Thanks so much.
We'll talk to you next week. Thank you.
Bye, Dave. Ian, I'm going to pass it off to you for this week's top headlines.
Thanks, Ellen. In this week's headlines, Dell announced its next-generation Equalogic storage array with the PS6110 and PS4110 series, giving support to both optical and copper 10 gigabit Ethernet bandwidth. The new 6110 series will replace the company's older line that didn't support copper bandwidth. The new series will also provide connectivity for 10 gigabit Ethernet, something Dell's 6100 and 4100 series arrays don't currently have. Hard drive shortages continue to plague the industry due to last year's Thailand floods and are predicted to have an impact on drive inventory as far off as 2013. Among products that are affected, high-end drives for mission-critical systems are expected to recover first, with cheaper high-capacity drives experiencing the longest delays. In DR news, Virginia-based VirtualSharp is aiming at the SMB market with their virtual DR product. The software runs from the DR site and tracks the configuration of virtual machines, vMotions that have taken place, and middleware, application, and service dependencies, all via a system of snapshot copies taken in the primary environment. Currently, it's a VMware-only product, but Hyper-V support is on the way. In backup, Store Server Inc. released version 2.0 of its console product for the company's backup appliance and IBM's Tivoli Storage Manager servers. Store Server Console provides several management functions, including the ability for users to schedule and run Tivoli administrative tasks for storage pool functions, create data retention reports, and manage volumes. Thanks for listening in to this week's podcast. I'm Ian Crowley for the Storage Media Group.